Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I'm delighted to invite back to the program Caitlin Miller and Katie Parada, who've been my guests on Monday and Tuesday this week. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the programs, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. Katie and Caitlin are young millennials who are highly engaged in the mission of the church, missionary disciples, and the kind of the language of the church these days. They really are great examples of it. They both work here in Ann Arbor, Michigan for an organization sponsored by Renewal Ministries, our organization called ID916. It's kind of unusual, kind of interesting title, but welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So first question I want to ask you, okay, what is ID916? What does that mean? And where did that come from?
So ID916, ID stands for intentional discipleship, is also a play on words. ID is identity. So it's your identity as an intentional discipleship, which is to preach the gospel. In Corinthians 9:16 is, woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. And so really, even in its name, it's a teaching moment to remind all of us as Christians that our identity is to preach the gospel.
Yeah. ID means identity, like an identity card, right? Mm-hmm. But also intentional disciple. Why use that terminology, intentional disciple? Why not just disciple?
Because discipleship really does take a decision, and it's an intentional decision to choose something to go beyond just what you think might naturally happen. It's not just going to happen. You have to choose it daily, commit to it, and follow through, and receive the grace necessary to make it possible.
This is Caitlin. I should have just addressed you by name so everybody knows who's talking. So the first one was Katie. The second one was Caitlin. And both of you shared, and Caitlin in particular, I'm thinking of your sharing on Monday about how, you know, through the ministry of Focus at this university campus, you were invited consciously into a relationship with Christ. And there's a point at which you drop the nets, as lots of people like to use that phrase today, which is really tied to the meaning of discipleship. Tell us a little bit about how ID916 is reaching, who it's reaching, and why it's reaching, and how it's related to the whole idea of really becoming a disciple.
Yeah, so our mission is to form young adults into intentional disciples of Jesus. Young adults meaning people in their 20s and 30s, married, single, with kids, without kids. Kind of that post-college age gap of people that are seeking to find the Lord, find their vocation, live their life, and create something for themselves. And so we want to meet them where they are, typically in a parish, and invite them into something deeper and challenge them to live a life of prayer and virtue and living the sacrament so that they can live the fullest life that they were created to live and make these challenging decisions in their career and their vocation and their families to live the life that God created them specifically to live as an individual.
Yeah.
Journey with them in that.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. To me, it seems obvious that, I mean, I have four kids, and they're in that millennial age group, and it does seem like millennials have a unique kind of struggle right now making vocational decisions, and in this period of decision-making, there's a lot of hesitancy and a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear around things like even dating and taking on a partner. How do I know what I'm supposed to do with my life? That kind of thing. Is that an accurate observation? You guys, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I tend to say we have a maybe millennial generation, and you can see this even in our event planning. We'll put on an event on Facebook, and we'll have, 30 people saying yes, and we'll have 160 people saying maybe. Yeah. Maybe not exactly that extreme, but there is this idea that maybe something better is going to come along, and this idea that we have so many options, right? You have a plethora of information at your hands, and maybe you don't want to commit because something better could come along, or you don't know the full picture. And so there's this hesitancy to make a decision, to actually commit to something, because what if? All of the what ifs that the internet brings and that our world brings, I think, really hold people back from making decisions. And being a disciple takes a decision. And so our world is definitely not helping young adults when it comes to making a decision.
Yeah, and that decision is a commitment. Would you say that your experience is that millennials they don't want to lay hold of commitment. They don't want to say yes to commitment because they want to keep their options open. What's that about? Are they afraid of commitment? What do you think? I know you don't have to be the world experts on it. I just want to know, honestly, what you think and what your experience has been.
I would say it's a lack of desire for commitment because of the potential for something better to come along, but also this clinging to independence that our education system, our culture fosters in an individual to resent anything that requires them to think of someone else or to love someone else or to choose someone else's good. Mm-hmm. It's all about me and my success and my life. And so someone else, a significant other, a vocation to the priesthood, a religious life, it threatens that independence. Yeah. And it calls you to depend on the Lord ultimately. And we're scared of that. And we're scared of that because we've been kind of nurtured in a negative way to be all about us and to be selfish.
Yeah. Let's talk just a little bit more about the ministry of ID 916 itself and its different elements. Katie, why don't you describe for our listeners what is it exactly? And I know we stated the vision of what it's about, making intentional disciples, but what are the elements of it?
So we have a parish-based system where we work with parishes, with a priest and with their staff, really to create an environment in which a young adult will feel welcome in the parish, and then to create community of young adults. And so we take young adults within the parish. We give them a vision. We really send them out to be missionary disciples in their parish. We share with them the vision that they are missionaries to the young adults in their parish and in their community. And we invest in them. We pour into them so that they are equipped and they're poured into and they're fed, and they can create a community within their parish, and they can begin to invest in other young adults in their community. And there can be this ripple down effect of discipleship happening on a parish-based level.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin, you work very closely with parishes. What's that been like for you? You've been doing it for about almost a year? No, half
Six
a year?
Months.
Six months. Okay. How's that going?
Feels like a year.
Yeah.
So, yes, we partner with parishes and form what we call a chapter. And so a chapter consists of a leadership team. And it's, 12 to 15 young adults that have volunteered their time. They're working in the world or have some career that is mm-hmm. paying them. And they're volunteering their time to serve young adults through this capacity through ID. And so my job is to invest in them, to disciple them, and to teach them, inform them the ways in which they are going to facilitate this chapter, which consists of a disciples' night once a month, which is a mass, a meal, and a speaker that we live stream from Ann Arbor, and everybody hears the same talk. So there's this national feel, and then a local flavor that's provided mm-hmm. through the community there. And then those break down ideally into discipleship groups that are male and female specific, where they can dive more into the elements of discipleship, of virtue and accountability in that and in prayer. And so this reality is we're seeing young adults come together so as to live differently and to have that community, to have the accountability and to live mission, live beyond themselves, despite what the culture is saying. So my role is to really get to see that happening across the country in the 13 chapters that we've established. And it's growing rapidly, on a monthly basis. We're having interests from parishes and dioceses all over the country.
Caitlin, how do you yourself interact with an individual parish then? What does that look like?
So I will form a relationship with the leadership team. There's typically a liaison that I will disciple, mentor, kind of coach through the process, and then I will visit the chapters. So I typically talk to the young adults throughout the week. Like, they have my phone number so they can call me or text me whenever they're having a struggle, or I typically will talk to them once to twice a month. And then hopefully, ideally, we'll get to visit them 3 to 4 times a year to be in person, to live life with them, to just share in the joys and the woes and to live discipleship even, across states and now countries, but just to truly live a relationship centered on Christ.
There's a term that you hear a lot about in the church today, accompaniment, and tied to the discipleship piece. And I know you shared, both of you in your stories, both Caitlin, your experience with Focus, you were accompanied by a friend who helped lead you. Katie, you were accompanied by your own family, an amazing way. Your family was a domestic church in a very dynamic way, and a community of missionary disciples was really present there. That's a key part of what you're trying to do in ID 916, isn't it? To provide some measure or level of accompaniment, right?
Definitely.
Because it's hard for people just to launch by themselves and say, okay, I'm going to go out, I'm going to become an intentional disciple, I'm going to disciple myself, or I'm going to build this program myself. It doesn't quite work that way, and they need some help. And so this is why we've created the program. Now, Katie, what specifically do you do for ID 916?
I serve as program coordinator, which means I get to wear a myriad of different hats, which is a huge joy. Some of the things I do administration-wise are event planning, social media. Basically, I get to spread the word. I get to tell the world that we are ID 916. What we do and how we can help parishes. And so something exciting that we've been doing recently is attempting to reach young adults on social media and having teaching segments. And so we have been on a weekly basis, mostly every day, maybe every other day, teaching the young adults who follow us about prayer, about relationships, about how to support your parish priest, how to get back into your prayer life if you've fallen off, how to read the catechism, how to read with scripture, Just like some really practical and relevant ways to continue to be formed as a disciple, but you're getting it on Instagram, which is just such a huge joy because you're flipping through, you know, like egotism, you know, selfishness, you know, Instagram, social media can be so self-centered, but we're really trying to redeem these platforms and really trying to say, you know what, if you get on here, even for the wrong reasons, you're going to get some good content. You're going to walk away hopefully saying, discipleship is possible. I can follow the Lord, and today I can make a decision to draw closer to Him. And so it's very exciting for us to be part of something new and trying new things, the new Roman roads, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's very good. What are the platforms that ID916 can be found on?
Yeah, so we actually have an app, the ID916 app, which you can find on any Android or iPhone store. And then we're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, with the majority of those teaching segments, with those really like high quality content, I'd like to say, on Instagram. And our handle is ID916.
Oh, very good. Caitlin, you mentioned that one of the things that you encourage and help local chapters to do is develop like small groups, discipleship groups and stuff like that. What are those about? What's the content? What do they look like?
So our discipleship groups meet typically every other week, a gathering of like 3 to 6 young adults, male or female, and they go through a process of discipleship video material. So there's 2 series that we go through. One, the first is Our Deepest Identity, and the second is Discipleship. I'm forgetting the second.
Foundations of Discipleship.
Yeah. Yes.
Fear not. I forget things all the time. We're not even going to edit that out because that's so good. Yeah. That's so real and so normal. We're going to keep that. So.
LOL. Yeah. So, so they're video series that are 15 to 20 minutes each and followed up with discussion questions that the group can discuss. So there's a formatted time of an hour and a half that the group goes through, and therefore they can get a little teaching segment and then discuss it as a group and then apply it to their lives. Yeah. So the two series themselves are 6 months each. And so in a year you can go through this material and then decide from there how you want to proceed.
How could, if someone's listening and said, priest may be listening or a parent or a young adult, how can I get in touch with you guys? I want to talk more about this.
So you can find our website at id916.com. And if you're a priest or a lay person or an individual, whoever you are, that's interested in learning more, there's a chapter survey that you can fill out so that we can know who you are, what you're about, what you're working with, and then we will follow up with you to have an initial conversation.
Oh, good.
And then proceed from there.
Very good.
There's an email address as well on our website.
Yeah. I think I'm excited about the ministry for a lot of different reasons, but I think for years I've just thought about, you know, the church exists to evangelize. It's our deepest identity is what the recent popes have all told us, and it's right there that every Catholic is baptized and confirmed into the mission and ministry of Jesus, and Jesus sent us that ministry and mission is to make disciples, whether it's in your home, like raising a family and discipling your own children, or God is sending all of us somewhere to become disciple makers and to share in that mission. But the bottom line is you say, okay, well, what's if we're supposed to make disciples, what's a disciple? What is it? What does it really mean to be a follower of Jesus? And I think that's really at the heart of what we're trying to do. And I look at the clock, ladies. Time is just flying by. Thank you so much for being on the program again today. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the work you're doing. You're both just anointed and inspiring to work with. And we're so grateful that you're part of what we're doing. So, friends, you too are called to be a disciple. You too are called to be a disciple maker. If you want to know more about it, come to id916.com and Renewal Ministries. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.